People meeting people making memories. Tune into season 2 of the Lunch Table Podcast ATX with Wiz, Bells, Hollis Edwards, and Charlie Mack, created by JC David. If you've watched season 1, then I don't have to tell you that the views expressed on the show, especially from JC David, may leave you hot, bothered, and in your feelings.
You overreacted because you fucking playing with me now. You know goddamn well I ain't with this gay shit.
I heard somewhere, no, I heard somewhere, this is my opinion.
The Bible is bullshit.
No, well, I guess there aren't any hard feelings for me calling you a dirty bitch a couple years ago. Listen, let's talk about it.
Because you can't see her face, that face, him, Shim's face. You can't see Shim's face.
We're going to have to delete that shit. That shit's worse than training.
It is.
Yeah. It is a fantastic.
That sounds like some white people.
It is.
It is.
It is.
But it is.
And that's why there's so many fucking kids being born. And
get back on track. Get back on track.
I was only offered cocaine. Like, the first time I was offered cocaine.
Okay.
Okay. But we're doing this. Okay.
That's how that nigga knew.
Was it, all was it your yo, finger
I did not
that
touch
you were
that
saying.
Drunk bitch?
Hey, that was.
We at the Lunch Table Podcast could care less about your sensitive psyche, so man up, grow a pair, and buckle the F up. If you don't have the sensibilities of a child, then like, subscribe, and follow us on TikTok at JCTV and YouTube at JCTV World. You can also support the show by shopping at our online store at jctv.com, where you will also find all of season 1. Thanks again. See you at the lunch table.
JC, your fetish?
I was pre-programmed to like white women. So I have, you know, I did for a while. It was white women for a while. I was like, I'm gonna fuck these white bitches. until 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks?
No, until like maybe like a month and a half, when I express my truth on this fucking show, like I'm rebuking Becky, guys. Yes. Rebuking Becky. But yeah, my fetish, it was white girls, and I believe I was pre-programmed, episode 2, me and Bells, to like white women. I grew up HBO, USA,
hey, all the
and nothing but
shows.
Anglo-Saxons, yeah. Pamela Anderson,
yeah,
Sharon Stone, fucking Ashley Judd. I can name you 1,000 white bitches right now. Have you heard of Nardwar? That dude who be, that white dude who be fucking interviewing, celebrity hip hop artists, and he'd be asking them fucking questions that he'd be
I
like
think I seen one of the videos.
One of those videos. So like he's like he's kind of popular for that, for his inside information, you know. So he's talking to Nas here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's talking to Nas on this one. And this is how he approaches Nas.
Peace.
My bad.
Almost Nas. Doot doot a loot doo. Peace. Almost Nas. Doot doot a loot doo.
Yo, it's over. All right, it's over. It's over. Move the mic. Move the mic.
Thank you.
Bro.
So that one got like a ton of fucking views on somebody's page. I don't know. That's besides the point. But yeah. In the comments, right? No. Your take.
My take.
Yep,
is.
Yeah. So if you were in the comments, woo, if you were in the comments on this, what would you write?
Nas was finna hit him with that doot doot at the end that he was looking for. Doot 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 doot. That's what he was finna catch.
Why? Why do you feel Nas reacted in that fashion?
Because Nas is like, look at old dude. Like, look at him. Like, This you not ask me no question, no nothing. You just ask me, you making noises. And you sound like one of these young TikTokers trying to do a challenge or some type of shit. He too grown for that shit. Nas too grown for that. He ain't finna be doo-doo-doo-loo with nobody. He ain't gonna doo-doo-loo with his kid. So I just say, he's lucky. He's lucky to get away. He's ugly. He said get away, like, you know, get move the mic back. Because Nas would probably took that mic and bashed him with it.
What do you think they said in the comments, my brother? What do you think the comments look like?
I know somebody on there is finishing what the dude wanted Nas to say, but I believe that Nas, that Queensbridge is finna come back out.
I scrolled, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I scrolled for a bit on the comments. And from what I scrolled, about 90% of them, they were defending Nardwuar.
What?
They were saying, oh, bad vibe check. Oh, that was so fucking negative energy. He shouldn't have came at Nardwuar that way. Oh, man, you should be thankful Nardwuar is asking you questions. Like, defending Nardwuar. The comments were defending Nardwuar, and I'm looking at it, you know what I'm saying, from a black man as well. My sentiments as well, Mr. Poppy. I'm like, first of all, he gave you a chance. The nigga said, peace. The first time you did that, ho-ass shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nas is fucking pushing 50.
Yeah.
If not 50.
Yeah, he's up there.
And you coming to this nigga talking about, I don't care who. You coming to him talking about, do. Don't play with me that way.
Exactly.
He said peace.
He said peace.
Y'all don't know black people. Know your audience, white people.
For real.
And quit getting upset because you didn't do your homework. Do not approach stoic black men on some baby shit, on anything. Keep it professional. The handshake, professional. And don't play around.
Exactly.
Just don't play around with stoic individuals.
Don't wear that hat either. That hat, yeah, I don't. that shit there. No.
We're here on 6th Street at JC's TV podcast. And I am here with
Devon.
Hi, Miss Devon. Would you rather have a wet pussy and dry money or a dry pussy and lots of money?
I gotta have it wet, man. Come on now. You gotta have it wet. Money come a dime a dozen, man. You can get that shit tomorrow. But once your pussy dry up, you can't do shit with it. Nobody wants you. Not even no bitch wants you. Nobody wants that shit.
We trying to gush and squirt, right?
Make a wall, baby. Yes, indeed.
Yes, ma'am.
Looks. I look like this. Looks do not make you a 10. It's other stuff just like... Looks are just half of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe in, like...
What are some things your girl... What makes your girl a 10, Poppy? Your girl, not what other people think. Yo, bitch!
Yes.
What makes your bitch a 10?
What makes her a 10 is her attitude. Her attitude towards real life things. Like, you know, I can't have... You ain't no 10 if you walk around with this damn... Sexy red lip gloss on, gonorrhea lip gloss. You are not no 10.
When did you, like, so, you know, like, we all got to grow up, right?
True.
When did you grow up? When did you become a man mentally in that regard to that type of woman? Because, you know, like, fucking when you younger, you ain't thinking that way.
True.
You thinking a 10 is, you know, how she looks, et cetera, et cetera. All the superficial shit. When did you personally transition into... Damn, it ain't all about the looks.
I want to say probably like about 2 weeks ago. No.
You're looking stupid.
No, I say probably about 2010, man. 2010.
What happened? What happened in got them 2010?
Well, 2010, that's when I feel kind of like Uncut went off. So when Uncut went off, you got to see what... You got to really see what women was about. Like, it's like, it's not all like these video models and all that stuff. Yeah, that's cool what they look like and everything and how they living. But what else do they bring to the table? How they look is going to make me feel better at the end of the day? How they look going to make just me a better person?
Have you ever had a 10? And have you ever had to deal with a 10?
I feel like I'm dealing with a 10 right now. I feel like I'm dealing with one right now.
Okay.
Just based on my lifestyle of living, her understanding that I am an artist and a comedian, so it takes a lot to deal with me going out to do just networking with people and women, and just, you know, because some women don't have that. They're not comfortable with their man being in front of women's faces like that all the time. And me, like, me going out, yeah, it looked fun.
But how long have you been with her, though?
Oh, it's been probably about, real talk. Yeah. We've known each other since April.
This April. Okay.
And this is how it goes. Like,
yeah.
I'm having a baby in March. That's how quick things have been moving.
Are they moving fast because of the baby, or even if the baby wasn't there, would you feel?
I think I would feel, just based off of the interactions between us, knowing that what I do when I go out and this, and I don't hear a whole bunch of flack about me going out. And
not yet, like, though, right?
Yeah, not yet. But
not yet, though.
They able to get along with my people.
But it's all good thus far.
Thus far, it's great.
Did you, like, how was that conversation about, yo, listen, this is what I do? Or was there a conversation? Or was it just like a seamless, she... Was there a conversation?
It really wasn't a conversation. It was eased into, and she was able to just see it for herself.
What's up? You're on the Lunch Table Podcast in Austin, Texas. I'm Alicia Chanel, and I'm here today with...
Mike.
What's up, Mike? So I got a couple questions. Would you rather have a wet dick and dry money, or a dry dick and lots of money?
A dry dick and lots of money. Because after that, with all the money, I go get that motherfucker wet.
All right, I feel you on that. So you're on vacation with your spouse and child. Both of them are drowning. Who are you saving?
I'm probably going to save my child.
Right, why?
Shit, my wife probably already done lived her life.
I think about these things. Skullfuck.
That face.
You know?
He's like, I remember that one.
What
nigga.
If she just lost the virginity?
That's to me, I think about that. My unborn daughter getting skull fucked because she will.
Nobody need to hear all that. You need to move on to another topic. Does anybody else in here have a daughter?
You have a daughter? Say it like that.
I'm about to have one in March. These are the truths.
Congratulations, bro.
These are the truths no one wants to talk about.
Man.
Is it a daughter?
Yes,
I mean, I said, fucking, is it a daughter? So it's a girl.
It is a girl. It is a girl.
Do you think about these things now?
Like, I do.
Like, my girl is now gonna be in the game.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it like the past month. It's been on my mind, like, oh, what kind of dad am I gonna be? Am I gonna be, what kind of daughter is she gonna be? I'm trying to, man.
Did you have a dad?
My dad wasn't really around.
Excuse me, was your dad around in your life?
No. Actually, recently, a week and a half ago, I just got a chance to, you know, kind of rekindle our little situation.
Okay.
Like after like 15 years of not seeing him. I haven't seen him like maybe like 15 years. But
that's good, brother. That's good. Hold on. I'm giving goddamn pumps a clap to that one. Most definitely.
And
most definitely. That's cool.
So I'm just trying to wrap my mind around that and not be an asshole.
Yeah.
Because, you know, yeah, I am upset about, you know, the whole situation. But to my knowledge, I'm his only child. So it's like kind of like, you know, dang, what did I do? So, but maybe not but what I did. So I'm just trying to figure out.
What did your mom tell you about him? What have you learned from him about your mom?
Nothing really. Like it's just one of those things that not talked about really. It wasn't really like it. She didn't have anything bad to say, like anything bad to say about him. It's about what I actually saw from him. Thing is, he lived in the city. Okay. He just wasn't there. So I just try to just chill out and not like try to get angry about the whole situation. Just kind of see if I can understand where he's coming from, why he wasn't there, and all the other stuff. But so I'm on that path to talk to him about, you know, what's next for us and see why, you know.
I got to dig deeper, brother.
I'm with it.
So your mom never said anything negative about him. It was just, he was just never around.
He was just never around.
So her, she had no influence on your view of him.
Exactly.
Okay, exactly. For sure. But damn, what was the straw that broke the camel's back to begin the reunite, for you to reunite?
What it was, my aunt, my mom, his sister, she had reached out to me after I saw her at their sister's funeral. And so we kind of like started talking a little bit more, and then, but he wasn't there. Nobody could get a hold of him. Nobody knew where he was and all that. So she was able to get a hold of him a little bit after the funeral. So they gave me a call, and they was like, yeah, we found your dad. We ran into him. And then so they gave me his number. I reached out. I went over there, had it, chopped it up a little bit with him. He gave me the $60, So he's talking about like me doing it every week, every month or whatever now. So I'm like, okay, I'll take it. Get a little gas money or put this money away for this baby now,
Yeah, most definitely. So,
look it up.
Are we the world programmed to like Caucasian women?
Nah, it's just what they, you know what? I think we programmed because it's on TV. Everything it shows you that being with a white woman or being with a Caucasian person, period, is the perfect life to live. And reality, it's the perfect life to live if you don't want no problems. But I'm going to give you some problems, so hey, that's up to you.
Is it ever okay for a guy to hit a woman?
We're doing a video response. What's up, brother? Cool. Looking nice out here, looking like goddamn Miami Vice, goddamn 2010 in this bitch. Pull up.
I have to go solve some crimes.
Yeah, just got him anyone. I know, right?
Yeah.
Goddamn Van Peoples. Oh, he came in fresh too.
Yeah.
Came in fresh.
Yes.
Came in fresh. Where the homie at? Boom, boom. Shit, fuck y'all, how you on one? What's been up though, Hollis, man? What were you doing before this?
Worked out a little bit. My headshot pictures came back in, so I was just browsing those.
Yes, sir.
And then
who did the headshots?
ABM Photography did these for the ones that came back.
Do you know the photographer's name?
I think after
you are a real piece of shit. Listen, man, he just comes in. The shoot is at least an hour. How long is the shoot, you piece of shit?
I think it was Adam. The shoot was, about an hour and some change.
He fucking walks in the room, doesn't talk to the man, just starts posing, changes clothes, comes in, changes clothes, don't introduce. These fucking actors are real pieces of shit.
Thank you.
Imagine you explaining this to a novice. What is a headshot for?
Okay, a headshot. Also, I found it. Yeah, it's all right, cool. Different. But yeah, headshot is just...
Email them to me. I'll fucking pull them up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I'm going to send you my mug shot. Yeah, that's all
shot.
I got.
I'll put it up if you want.
But, oh, there we go. It was Urban Chic.
Urban
slash
chic.
Streetwear, fashion forward, urban streetwear, think Zara, Top Man, H&M. And then you see, it's kind of like this.
So Nino Brown.
Yeah.
Them niggas got the Nino Brown in that fucking little book.
And so you scroll and there's different ones. So
gotcha.
And then the last one was leading man slash, I think it was like well-dressed or something like that.
Okay. All right.
So
you had the, Guy Next Door, number two is what now?
Urban Chic slash blah,
Urban
blah,
Chic,
blah.
And then number three?
Like leading man slash distinguished whatever. So those were based on, going back to your other question you just asked,
yeah.
Those were all based on my reel. So slash is kind of what my agent felt, all my vibes and stuff. Because in my reels, I've mainly been cast for Guy Next Door type. Now, and that can, again, that can be a, that's just like a stereotype for just a overall umbrella of different synonyms and terms, but
is that what you've been booking most? Yes.
Well, it's been a mix of that leading man, because I've led a couple of them, and then
yes, sir.
They had specific kind of looks, and then the urban chic. Just yeah, that's kind of what I've been. Actually, the urban chic one, I haven't really been cast. I think once I got to basically just dress as myself, essentially,
mm-hmm.
you know, more or less.
Mm.
But every other time, yeah, it's been either leading person, and that can just be just that leading look, but it could be any personality type.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then the nice guy next door. And again, mm-hmm. that could be different. Like I had a role, for instance, called 50 Ways to Kill Your Lover. Mm-hmm. And in it, somebody ends up getting killed. It's an accident, but still, like, my character was the lead, and he was like a kind of nice guy next door, you know, tech guy, whatever.
Gotcha.
But, when do you have, when's your next screening?
I don't know when the next
You have an upcoming screening? Okay. Let me know. Let me know when you do, okay?
Yeah, I'll let
because
you know.
Because we'll all fucking attend.
Man. Yeah, yeah, I'll let you know.
You know what I'm saying?
The
show.
We might have one for the Android one I did.
Once, you know what?
Once it's completely done. Oh, well, Ninja Killface should for sure have a screening because that's Daryl Della is the guy who makes Ninja Killface, producer.
Uh-huh.
Great dude. But he, it was a redux of like one of the first, if not the first, like thing that he did, which was called Ninja Killface. It was just him and his friends like in high school. It's like 2002 camera, not even a good one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was just really shitty looking at it. He's just like, oh, you know. But it's, you know, hard. He put his heart into it. It's just his first shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now he's done like dozens and dozens of movies and, you know.
And he's gotten better.
He's gotten better. He's great. You know, he makes a living. He has a really nice house with the family and shit, you know, kids. All off of just doing different things you can do within the film industry.
So you said that he should have one, but he does not have one?
Have what?
A screening.
Oh, no, he should have one. It's still, I still have to shoot like next week the, just some footage of me running and stuff.
Hey.
And then we'll be.
Let's see if we can work something out. Okay?
Like a.
No, because we can have a screening in that in fucking Studio One.
Oh, yeah, if he wants to do it.
You
know,
I mean, I'm just saying, like, if
he wants to have it.
But like,
yeah.
if he wants to have one, perfect. We could fit fucking 50, 60, maybe 70 people in that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just a screen. We could fit a ton of chairs. We can make it a thing.
Okay, yeah. I'll
yeah, you know, just helps suggest.
Yeah, yeah, because I don't think there's like a, I'm assuming, well, maybe, but I don't think there's like a solid plan. I'm like, oh, we're going to go here. He's a pretty chill guy. He's just kind of like, you know, let's go here.
Yeah.
Like Spider House, he likes that place too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Screening there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But this would be cool too, because then you have cameras and stuff.
You know.
But
good vibe. I like to meet him too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Another fellow individual producer behind the camera, and I know I can learn from him because he's already made a ton of projects already. So I love to meet him just in general, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure.
It'd be a good excuse.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's
Donuts Dollar. What's his name?
Dollars and Donuts is the
Dollars and Donuts. Yo, my boy.
Yeah.
Come on. Meet people, make memories.
He's over at, he does go to Spire House. They have a monthly or bi-monthly whatever thing.
What is it called? It's like a short
short film festival.
Yeah, like a monthly. You know about it?
Yeah, I know about it. I heard about it. I didn't try to attend.
Okay,
you know,
donuts and dollars. Goddamn, he's out here.
They be going there, so yeah,
for sure. Cool. Yeah.
But to answer your question, the headshots for new actors is just a way for casting.
He's really good at fucking getting back to the question. Right, I go all over the place, like all the fucking time. But like when I'm talking to him, I can go here, and here, and he'll go right back to the fucking question, man. Yeah. He's good at that shit. I'm horrible at that motherfucker. Go ahead, brother. But
man, fuck them kids.
By who?
By Charlie Mack. To all pedophiles, I truly apologize for the misleading title. These kids are bad as fuck. Parents aren't whooping ass enough. If you're slow, you should know, I'm here to catch you up. Grab a belt, grab a switch, or even grab a shoe. And if they start acting bad, you should just know what to do.
Read two more pages.
Parents, nowadays, they're as soft as baby shit. Just know I'm beating ass if you let me babysit. I don't want to hear your kid talk. I'm not trying to be harsh, but man, fuck them kids. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. This is great.
I know.
Y'all can get mad if y'all want, but your kid is unbearable. Somebody need to whoop their ass. The job you're just doing is terrible. Your kid thinks he's grown and he's thinking that he's tough. You put him in time out. He should take time out and pick his damn.
Would you say that the actor that has the headshot and the reel would be seen more than just the actor that just has one or the other?
Oh, factually, yeah. Mm. If you want an agent, you have to have a headshot of some kind. Even if, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, even if it's just starting off and it's literally just, well, my friend has a pretty decent camera and they know a little bit about, that's fine. I mean, you want to get as good as you can, but if that's all you have, that's still going to be better than nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then same with the reel. It's going to be better to have a reel plus a shitty headshot than a shitty headshot with no reel.
How would you grade right now, sir? Because you've been at this for about how long?
Professionally since 2019.
2019 professionally.
Skill since I was a kid. I was like 5 or 6.
All right. So when would you say, well, shit, I guess you fucking just, you just want to answer my question.
No.
Even now. Professionally 2019 till right now. How would you say, how would you grade your reel and headshot package?
Once these headshots come out now, and I guess in the immediate moment with just what I have, just if you just look it up, I'd say I give it objectively, like looking at not just me, but people far above me, then I would say like a B.
A B?
Maybe a B minus.
Okay.
You know?
What's going to make it an A, good sir?
Well.
What's going to make it an A, good sir?
With the headshots coming in now. And just a couple little things from my reel via the new footage that will be coming out. It'd be like, that'd be like an A plus A. But then again, if we're counting like the significance of the roles themselves, not just what it looks like, you know, whatever.
In the building. I'm sorry to interrupt. In the building with your late ass. I'm joking. I understand. You look fantastic. What's going on?
Yes, Lord.
I wanted you to take a 5-minute scenic route going God knows where.
They. Interesting. Could you possibly, is there room for both of you guys on that thing?
I'm about to say, however you want to organize.
Yeah, Charlie and I were sitting right here. I want to sit next to you, so I want to sit right here.
Okay, it works. Cool.
I want to feed off of him. I'm sorry.
You fucking parasite. Did you hear that?
I know.
Did we get that?
What does that mean?
You said you wanted to feed off of him.
Yeah, because he was funny.
Okay. There she is.
Sit right here. I don't have germs.
Oh, Charlie. You said Charlie's coming?
I don't know.
He said.
Last
he said it's coming at 5, but you know what I'm saying? If he doesn't, it's fine. Look at these beautiful people. Look at these beautiful, beautiful people.
Then you get that.
Let's go right here. Do, 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 do. 45, 50 Sam.
45?
for the 557. What that pink shit with your lying ass? What that pink shit with your lying ass?
Nah, nah. I said I was gonna send you a picture.
Oh, okay.
Right. It'll be worth it.
Yeah. All right. Did you bring the hat?
Oh, interesting.
It's in my bed. I sleep with it on.
All right. That sounds good. Dirty ass. Ooh, I'm so happy you guys came in. We were just talking about Hollis was giving us the inside scoop on the importance of headshots and what they can do to your career and just fucking some inside stuff. So I believe, isn't acting on your radar? No? Yes?
Just like improv.
Improv stuff. Well, I mean, still.
Like skits.
Still. He's a resource that
So I'm doing like a sexy red skit a little bit.
I saw that shit.
Bro, it is so hard to act.
How? Why?
It's hard to act like you came from Pound Town.
Oh, you mean just acting in general? I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
My boy, Will Brown.
What are your thoughts about her? About her representing women? What are your thoughts, honestly?
That is not a woman.
It's not?
She's not a woman?
I'm a lady. She does not represent.
I thought she was a dude. I was on that, too.
That's Young Thug.
Young
I'm
Thug?
Just kidding.
I was like, I'm like, I don't know. I teach their own, but I don't know. I don't question it these days. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, yeah, like.
It represents spring break, YOLO, and getting pounded out, and then
she pregnant, right?
Getting slutted out,
exploding, yeah, slut.
I don't know.
Me out, slut, slut.
Let me out.
So I'm happy you guys just came in. We were this entire time we've been doing video response. I love video response. I scout. I'm a scroller. Mm-hmm. I scroll like a motherfucker, but I use it though. You know what I'm saying? I use it if something's compelling or funny. If I want to bring it up for the show, mm-hmm. boop, save it, and we do a video response. We just and I throw in my questions. My last question. My first question. I want to before I go to this video, ma'am. Scenario,
sir.
You also for you as well.
Yeah.
You are in a relationship.
Who, us? Oh, just in general.
In general.
Yeah.
I was gonna. I thought about it. I was like, why not
we
do
doing,
it?
We doing.
I know. We doing matchmaking.
No. Nah. Pick our characters. Who do you want to be?
Yeah.
Who do you want to?
This is serious stuff. You are in a relationship.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're in love with this individual, mm-hmm. with your partner.
What's love?
You have a deep respect for this individual, and you have chosen to be monogamous with this individual.
Okay.
You have made that decision. Great question. What is love? Got you. I broke it down to high respect. You have that there. At what point would it be justified for you having your girl,
mm-hmm.
when would it be justified? What actions would she have to elicit in order to justify you hitting her in her face with your fist?
What? What?
Now, hold on. I'm glad you asking this question. I'm glad you asking this question. Look at the uniform I got on today. But look, don't pay attention to that, okay? I feel like if a woman puts herself in a man's situation, I think that if she knocks that man out, if she Layla Ali, and she knocked that man out, I think that man should be able to do that same thing. So that's why you gotta be careful with who you put your hands on, because you never know what their reaction's gonna be, because it's a cause and effect to everything, baby. Don't put your hands on nobody if you don't want nobody to put their hands on you. Equality, straight up.
For you, and for you, Alicia. Chanel,
that's funny.
What actions you must elicit that will justify your man hitting you in the face with his
what?
Fist?
I thought he was going to say, like, bring home to mom, like.
These are the questions no one asks and no one wants answered until they're black eyes.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's true.
No, I'm dead ass. It's about communication. Because if you have not, if you don't know that man and his limits, or that girl and her limits of what sets her off, what not to do, what to do, it's all about communication. It's funny. It's a funny question.
That's not but, funny.
I mean, it's phrased funny, but if you don't know that man, you're liable to get hit in the face in the fit with his fist.
Well, you better stay in your role. Like, don't make him mad. If he has a steroid rage, don't be pissing him off.
It's not. It's not.
You shouldn't be in a relationship with somebody. Stop that. That's doing all that.
Have you ever wanted to hit? You ever been in a relationship, sir?
I've been a couple.
Have you ever, at any point, not did it? But have you ever fantasized about, you know what? What if I hit her in her face?
No.
What if I did that?
I mean, every human that I come across at some point within, you know, a couple of minutes of meeting them, I'm like, oh, what would it be like if we got in a fight? You know what I mean? But other than that, it's like.
Have you?
But other than that, to answer your original question, it would have to be something extreme. So, like, she'd have to be, first off, on some sort of substance which makes her, like, immune to pain, like crack or or high amount of methamphetamines. And then if that was already the baseline.
I love how he answers the fucking question. I love it.
I mean, you know, I'm just saying, if that was the baseline, then I'm like, okay, that's already just dangerous for anybody around. But then if they were also in some sort of mania where, I don't know, maybe if we had kids, I don't want kids, so that's kind of a hypothetical. But
we talked about that, the skull fucking.
You know, I guess even if they weren't my kids, they were just kids, like, they're kids. So if she was about to, like, kill, like, stab some kids or something,
okay,
like, in her mania, and for whatever reason, maybe she's big, maybe she's a, you know, I'm like,
size came to it right there. Yeah. You know, she a big bitch.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe she's a little, she works out a lot, and she's also just built bigger. Maybe she's like 6 foot or something, you know?
Without the mania, just a big bitch.
Just big. She's just a big person, you know?
Could you date a big lady?
Ooh, good question.
Amazon, essentially? Yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
And if anything, it'd be fun, because I'd be like, I can actually, like, probably just, we could actually spar and have a decent spar. Because
you want to fight the bitch?
Well, I just like fighting anybody.
He wants to put his hands on a girl, so he validated it.
He's a kinky little motherfucker. So I mean, I'll fight you spar, you goddamn cut a hole where your dick is, you get it down,
I mean,
then you fucking shit, right?
Well, no, because I'm
like,
we fighting.
Are we talking about fighting or effing?
No,
I'm talking
just
about
saying,
fighting.
I was.
What F word are we using?
Fighting.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so you could. I
is
mean,
it fucking fighting?
Well, I don't know. It depends on how you do it, but.
It's a. I mean, but like, isn't a. Because
well, it's called beating up, so maybe.
I mean, I feel like if it's a fight.
Don't go down this road.
Perhaps it can be
you
a duel.
Started it.
Don't go down this road.
Anyway, yeah, she had to be high on crack or meth and then be about to kill some kids. Yeah. And for some reason, if it was, it would have to like be an instant reaction where it's like, yo, I can't grapple her right now. Maybe she has a weapon or something. Maybe she has a gun. So I'm just like.
So nothing personality-wise. Without the crack or the mania or a big bitch, nothing she can do outside of that will make you want to hit her in the face with your fist.
You better keep that on TikTok. Don't get fucked up because of these trends. Man, fuck them kids. Call God. I'll tell it to him. If your kid is bad and their grades are getting worse, then tell him it's okay. Then beat them with your purse.
No.
Let's get a Jesus down.
Have you dated light skin and dark skin individuals? Have you dated both or been involved with both? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a real difference? You know how they be like, it is.
Duh.
No, I don't know firsthand. I've never dated a black man before.
Okay. Well,
so I'm asking from your fucking point of view.
Me neither.
You that's fucking crazy. Asshole. You fucking duh.
We got a lot
fuck
in common.
You.
We have a lot in common.
Yeah. How's that?
He never dated no black man.
We never dated black guys.
Duh. That's fuck crazy. You fucking dick.
Man.
See, girls are mean, bro.
Exactly. So
girls are really mean. You dig?
I'm telling the truth.
Man, mean girls. They ain't never had no mean dudes movie. They, you know, I understand.
Mean motherfuckers.
You better
hush. Mean dudes.
Thank you.
Are,
yeah. Three mean, against one in this bitch. Yes.
Mean dudes are just murderers, essentially.
Yeah. No.
Mean girls will break your spirit. Mean dudes will just.
Hey!
Hey, Charlie Mack in the motherfucking building. Can I get you to scoot to the right, yeah. Mr. Hollis?
Oh, Hollis.
In the motherfucking building.
Bouncing all around.
What's up, Hollis?
What's up?
I'm good, good. You high as hell and you moving slow.
Yes. I don't do
that.
What are you doing
there? I'm high.
What's going on?
What's going on?
He said, maybe I'm.
You must be.
I know, right? I'm
do you want me to sit right here?
Yeah, that's better.
Somebody better get him. Tell him who not to fuck with. Kid or not. I don't care. My mom didn't raise no punk bitch. I don't care whose kid it is. Mine, my sister's, or the neighbor's on the end. We're not buddies. We're not partners. And we damn sure ain't friends.
She has to hit me and I have to fall. if this bitch hit me and I fall, bitch, it's a fight. Because you can hear me and be like, okay, whatever. But it, bitch, you know something I don't know then, goddammit. If a bitch hit me and I hit the ground, there's nothing I have to fight.
That's great, brother. That's self-defense. That's great. God damn. Yeah, yeah. Moving on, brother. You got them knocked like that one out the fucking park.
Yeah, you really did.
Okay, so this one came up. This one came on my feed. Video response. This woman is discussing lesbian divorce rate.
Lesbian
divorce rate.
Oh, and, I believe it's pretty high, isn't it?
And your take, when you see this, your take, what's it? Shut the fuck up, goddammit.
I'm joking. My ear.
Sorry.
So I had to look it up. From the Office of National Statistics, from a 2019 study, in ever-increasing numbers, we are now at a lesbian divorce rate of 72%. So the top four reasons that they are reporting getting divorced is feeling ignored, inequality in the partnership, adultery, and domestic violence. Personally, I feel like this lends some weight to men's arguments and complaints about how women are behaving in relationships.
Mm.
Because when you have lesbian divorce statistics that look like that, the girls are kind of telling on themselves.
Your thoughts. Talk your thoughts.
I mean, shit.
What was the percentage?
75%.
75 fucking percent.
And men and women's only 50%.
51, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Got me have to fucking fix my shit.
That's like, you know, women the fucking problem right there.
75%. 75%.
I think if the basis of the whole argument that everybody's about to propose is the statistics of 75%, just me personally, I'll ask ChatGPT, but I would have to know the divorce rate, the marriage amount between straight couples and lesbian couples. Because, for instance, if this, I'm not a mathematician, but let's just say that, you know, only 10 lesbian couples exist in this fictional world. Now let's say 100 straight couples exist. If, say, what,
you can say
seven
that
out of 10
anytime
of those people get
someone
divorced,
gives you numbers,
that technically
Hollis,
means
you can say
75%.
That.
Well, I know, but if you're going to use the numbers as the basis of your argument, you then have to take that across the board.
All things considered,
but
they
I
fucking...
Get the, I get the idea that perhaps part of that
never,
is
he
that,
never answers questions.
Is look, that, you know...
Hollis,
you never
see,
answers
that's
questions.
That's why they use percentage. I mean, because percentage is the only thing that makes sense. It's the percentage, the amount of the whole. You know what I mean? So they have to use percentages, no matter if it's a little or a lot. You know what I mean? That's why they don't go 6 out of 100 or 7 out of 10, like that's why you use percentage, 60%, 70%, shit like that. Yeah. And I mean, that makes a lot more sense.
I don't have a problem with the percentages. It's just more of if that's going to be the main thing that we're looking at is like, well, 75%, like, that's fair. You need percentages. But just me personally, I'm just like, I would need to know how many people, like straight people get married versus, you know what I mean? Because then that would also affect just the ensuing argument. You can still come to the same conclusion.
Yeah. Alicia, are women the problem?
You're on vacation with your spouse and your child, and both of them are drowning. Who are you saving?
My child.
Why?
Well, how old are they?
Madame Skyler.
Still my child.
Good answer. You?
Probably doing my spouse.
Why?
Because I could always make another child.
I told you. Of course
Fletcher.
He is.
Fletcher Sears.
Is a lesbian a real lesbian if they put the strap on? Because why the dildo?
I know.
Can you talk to that? Is that?
No, I'm not gay. I don't know.
You know, do you have gay friends?
A gay guy.
I think it depends on the skin contact.
What? Like, what? Well, what, Hollis? I mean,
so, like, no matter what, I guess just because of biology, it seems like women are, you know.
What do you mean skin contact?
Their anatomy makes it so that penetration is can be a big part, a portion of what gets them off. Honestly, you don't really know all that. Sometimes you just a little finger stuff, a little mouth. Anyway, but aside from that, though, like, yeah, just biologically wise, is like, so maybe it depends. I'm just guessing. Maybe it depends on the skin. Maybe it's just like if a lesbian still enjoys like skin on skin and that kind of penetration, then perhaps it's like maybe she's on the spectrum somewhere.
I just think it's horseshit.
But if she's like actually, you know, like, no, I don't like any of that. Like, she's repulsed by it. But if you give her a strap on and a woman, she's like, bet.
So that's not real, that's just, right? That's not authentic.
So y'all are guys, okay? So yeah. Do y'all like pocket pussies or would you rather have the authentic?
The real thing?
I want the real
okay,
thing.
Okay, so I feel.
I can't fit in no pocket.
Never mind. The nigga said pocket pussy.
Would you buy a pocket pussy? No.
I had a girl buy me one.
Would you accept a pocket pussy?
I accepted it, and then I gave it a try. And
how was that?
It was garbage. It was too. I was like, is this gonna be like the skin? Like, I don't know. It was just like real slimy kind of. I was like.
Yeah. Did you wet it first?
No, it was just. I
does it come like
right out the box?
I've never had one.
Like, right out the
I've
box.
Never even seen one in real life.
Me either.
I'll bring it next time.
Bring it. Hey, you guys.
Y'all try this out real quick.
Well, okay, so.
Let me borrow it. So,
can I borrow your pocket pussy, man? You know?
Give this a twirl.
So is this big, right?
It's
like a flashlight.
Yeah, it's kind of like.
Wait, you nigga, you know?
Hey, don't it like it move and circle and go in and out?
That's the guap.
I ain't got that type of money.
That's the new.
I'm gonna try that one, goddamn.
That's the one that got a little fan and all that. I ain't got that.
They got a fan on it? Hey, they got one that's like a machine and you hold it.
Then it got a
place you hold your phone to watch a porno and shit.
Oh, I ain't got that.
I'm like, damn.
I saw one on Instagram. It was Nader.
Hey, it was popping up on my Instagram, goddamn. I be in some freaky shit.
Because you be going to those fucking porn sites. And when you go to porn sites, ads are gonna pop up. You sick
it's up? Not ads. It's not ads. It's people. We both follow this shit. Like, goddamn, okay. So I be going on there. I be looking at the Instagram ads. Not ads, but like they pages. And I be looking at the shit that they be selling and shit. I'm like,
Sponsors.
Interesting, goddamn it.
But yeah.
Lamar, he got a Guat Guat 3000.
Oh, yeah?
I was trying to ask him how was it. He said he's going to let me know, but he hasn't got back to me.
He did. Hey, that's what happens.
He must be busy.
He must be busy.
Very good. Is it ever okay to hit a woman?
I'd say no. No.
In what circumstance would it be acceptable to hit a woman?
I'm one of those people that don't believe there's really any circumstance that it'd be okay. I mean, I think it'd take a lot for me personally to be okay with it. I think somebody would have to be probably life or death situation, probably.
Good answer. Violence is never the answer for you.
As a woman, I would say it's only acceptable if I'm hit first and it comes to a bad situation, just self-defense reasons. Other than that, no reason.
You smell really good, by the way.
Thank you.
Are you the prize?
Yeah.
Why?
I think everybody's the prize.
Are you the prize?
I totally think she is.
Aww! Skylar's the prize, y'all. What makes her the prize?
I don't know. I guess it's just obviously I'm chasing her. So, you know, I've always been chasing her. So I don't know. She's smart. She's kind. She's beautiful. She's hardworking. She's a real catch.
Answer that one.
Just making eggs with the pocket pussy.
I had to stop myself. Now I'm about to go buy a pocket pussy.
JC, don't fucking do that, my boy.
JC,
don't, what's up?
How many pocket pussies have you played with?
That's a fun theater rhyme for warm-ups.
Yeah, for real.
How many pocket pussies have you
played with? How many pocket pussies have you played with?
Pick a pocket pussy.
Pick a pocket pussy.
That's a song. It's some
Peter Piper. Pick the pocket pussy.
How many pocket pussies?
This video, guys, this video came across my fucking way last week. I called this one The Simpsons.
You all right?
Yes, it's just so funny. I'm sorry.
Your take on this, everybody, but for sure you.
Oh, I've seen this.
How would you do? What would you do with these type of men? And have you ever been around these type of men?
Oh, man, as soon as you start dating her, right after the first date, the first thing you need to be doing is, number one, picking up her cell phone bill, making sure that you get, hey, baby, how much do your nails cost? How much does your hair cost every month? I'm going to make sure that I Zelle you this amount of money, $300. I'll Zelle you on the first every month.
Yeah.
So that way you can make sure you get your hair done, your nails done, and I take care of your cell phone bill. Real men do that.
So the first date is really about figuring out how you can pay for everything that she's got going on.
I mean, basically.
Why shouldn't it be that?
And if you don't make enough money, you either need to start working extra time or you need to leave that girl alone.
Just get a second job. Or go get somebody else.
Go get somebody else. You're not suitable for her.
Nah.
Wow.
They're the problem.
Yeah.
Nigga, that a Moscow Russia hat? I've never seen one of those in real life.
Yeah.
This nigga getting ready for the takeover.
It ain't that cold for you to have that hat on. I have on sandals.
Hey, Alicia, shut the fuck up.
Yes, sir.
But that shit is crazy.
These
bro.
Niggas.
After the first, after the first date, like, that's when you're getting to know somebody. You don't need to, you come out of the pocket for the date.
Have you been on a date with a man like this before?
No.
Yes, you have. No, never.
Not on the first date. He's like trying to like pay for everything. No, that well, would be kind of scary, actually.
Not like, no, okay, like so not fucking.
Yeah, I'd want to like stay away from them. Like, you know, like, you know, like you like to have your space, right?
Yeah.
That, these AI dudes look like they like all up on your shit, you know? Like, I can't even breathe. I can't shower. That's what they look like. They'd be all up in your ass.
Do they look like they had a strong male figure in their life?
Ooh, maybe
negative.
Not.
To you?
Maybe not. That to me just seems gullible. Like that seems, that's bamboozling right there. Like I've never heard of a dude trying to like pay for everything. Nah. Yeah.
Would you accept it?
Yep.
I don't like talking about money, but I mean, I guess if he, I feel like we would have to get to know each other. Like not on the first date, because then that's almost like prostitution. Like he's going to expect something from me.
Yeah, that's not true.
Have you ever accepted something from a man that was intended for sex after?
No.
Ever in your life?
Mm-mm.
I have.
I remember I went
from
up.
A man?
Oh, really?
From a woman.
No.
You got to clean that shit up.
Yeah, you better clean that up.
Have you, though? Yeah. Was it intended? I'm giving you this, and I want some penis after this. Was that implied?
Got some shoes.
Hey,
you put the shoes to
I
her.
Took the shoes.
What kind were they though?
It was some Jordans. I didn't really. I'm not really into Jordans like that, so I don't really buy Jordans.
Is she still out
like
here
that.
Fucking? Where she at? Cause I need some new shoes.
She ain't around. No
How long was that transaction? Shoes to fucking. Was it like I got the shoes, fucked her that day, or was it like yeah, like a week?
It was kind of.
Did you fuck her in the shoes?
That'd have been all right right there.
I was talking about the shoes were on the bed. I ain't put them on.
He was looking at the shoes the whole time.
Yeah. I was, you know, I had my socks on. That's all I had on.
Was she a main or like a number two or number three?
No. It was a friend.
It was a friend.
It was a friend.
He says,
ooh,
yeah.
Oh,
that's nice. We were talking about this before you guys got here.
That's not bad.
He has two best friends, and I had to dissect this fucking shit. I was like, yo, have you ever, because we're men, and to the end of time,
I can smell the sausage in the air. I know y'all are men.
We're men, and to the end of time, if there's an attractive woman around, and to the end of time, I don't care if we are involved with someone else, we're gonna wanna smash or think about smashing.
Right.
It's going to come into our heads.
Of course.
It just has to. So this man says that these two best friends that he's known for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's never come. Maybe at the beginning he says, but he says even now, that thought does not go through his head. And I think he's a lying sack of shit.
What are we talking about?
Yeah. Whoopsie. Look. I like my bitch ratchet with some ass on him. She want a hood nigga with some cash on him. Brand new Hellcat, smash the gas on him. Big bread Ted, I got stash on him. Big bread Ted. Big bread Ted. Big bread Ted. Big bread Ted. Chris Tucker, I let my money talk. Greg at
epic. I ain't never seen money walk. Yeah, they say that I'm a dog, y'all. Tupac Gale Q, that's a dog call. Bottle service at every event. I pulled up to the red carpet and crossed with the tent. Got a bilingual bitch, speak Italian and French. Different hair color, yeah, that shit greener than green.
Yeah, it's not like that anymore. It's not like that anymore between me and them. They're like, I look at them as like my sisters now. So their kids call me uncle and all that stuff like that.
Stepsisters?
No,
that's so you see porn.
I'll be watching those though. I ain't gonna lie.
Was it always like that, or it was like you guys maybe were intimate or something?
And he says they're attractive,
and then
like with them, I've never been intimate with them. Oh, so it's just been a friendship.
So just like a hand job or something?
Nah.
Nothing. Did they try to do anything to you?
A tight hug?
No, it's never been long tight hugs. It's just been like, oh, you cool? I love you. I love you too. We just been cool, like ever since. I got a tattoo. We got tattoos, you know. It says love you long time.
Let me find out you the gay best friend.
Would you say that at any point you were ever just even if without intention of, but just simply like maybe when you first met him, like oh, like she's attractive, like I'm attractive.
Oh yeah. Stuff. Yeah, most definitely.
Okay. Have you seen her change in front of you? Like,
nah,
have you seen her?
I never seen their goods. I haven't seen their.
I have a really good friend, and we're really good friends. We're like best friends, and we've never crossed the line. I know he would like to, but
so you ain't friends, man.
We are friends. We are
not when you know that is in the air. You're not friends.
No, we're still friends. He's never made a move onto me or anything.
You get a little drunk.
I don't drink.
Ever?
No, I don't drink.
When was your last drink? Yes, ma'am.
2 weeks ago.
Okay, there she. Yeah, she drinks ass.
I don't. No, I really.
That shit don't count.
No, I promise. I have 2 weeks.
Nope, it don't.
How many weekends have passed?
That's how I know.
Two. How many days?
I know you were drinking.
Two weeks ain't shit.
Come back in 90 days, all right?
Oh, I'll be here.
Come back in 90 days, like having drunk. She said 2 weeks. Piece of shit.
That's still.
I mean, that's good though. That's good. It's
but
a start.
Like
it's
even
a start.
Before then, I get it because I wouldn't even drink. I would have like a glass of wine maybe. But when I go to the store, I pass by the alcohol section and I'm like, I'd rather just get like some juice or like a watermelon and juice that. Like I really don't care.
Are you
to
thinking
drink.
About it though?
It's no.
Like,
mm-mm.
It's not.
That mm-mm.
Is the truth.
Little yeah.
Bit.
No.
Yeah.
Little bit. I mean.
Yes.
I'm
yes.
Thinking
I love,
of. I'm
I love
thinking,
getting to the yes.
I'm thinking of New Year's.
Okay,
having
okay.
That.
Yes. And then
I'm gonna do some shrooms.
A 52 week bender. Listen.
Negative.
LSD.
Would you be mad, man? Men in the room, would you be mad at this behavior? And should you be mad at this behavior?
Oh, the thing.
I'm gonna set it up. I believe they're on some type of a vacation.
Vacation?
Vacation, yeah. Or like some type of a fucking little trip, weekend type deal is what it felt like. And this is what's transpiring.
That's a cool word. Transpiring.
You feel me?
No, put that camera back up.
What?
Put that camera back up. Why are you trying to act like you're by yourself? You and me, yeah, keep dancing, yeah. You and me, yeah.
She didn't wait out to dance.
Yeah. I buy this trip, I pay for this trip. Don't be trying to record like you by yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me that bottle. Come on. Put the phone back up.
That's how a lot of these bitches do. They always want to post pictures of them dancing in the mirror and shit like they about themselves.
Would you
they take pictures?
I'm sorry, go ahead, brother.
I'm saying they be taking pictures of their own food like they at the motherfucking restaurant by themselves. Oh, bullshit, bro.
I mean, would you get mad at that?
Hell no.
If like you were him, like would you react like he reacted? She's in there. Yes. Fronting like it's just her and her trip. Would you get upset?
Yeah. First off, bitch, don't deny me, goddammit. I'm not motherfucking Jesus and you ain't Judas, goddammit.
Would you call her
or
out?
Whoever it was. You know what the fuck I mean.
On live.
Would you call her out?
Hell no. I'll goddamn that bitch and get home the best way she can. What you talking about?
After that right there?
Yeah, bitch.
After that one right
get
there.
Get home the best way you fucking can. I done rolled off on bitches. I done pulled up bitches. You ain't trying to fuck? All right. We had the motherfucking stove. Get a bitch some money. Go get some cigarettes. That's when I used to smoke. That bitch come out, I was gone. Fuck you talking about? I ain't with that dumb shit, bitch.
Yeah.
Look.
Why would you want to go out with a guy? Like, why would you put yourself in that situation if you were ashamed to be seen with him?
Right. She's crazy.
You know why? For the money. Mm. Galvanites is what I call them.
What did you call them?
Galvanites.
Galvanites?
Yeah.
Oh, you had to go deep in there. What the hell is that?
If she didn't have any of the pictures on socials with me, then I would be, I'd be upset.
Yeah, don't put that camera down.
I feel.
If that, you know, I mean,
I feel if I'm.
I would have grabbed the camera and started recording.
If I'm.
Here we are.
I probably wouldn't have reacted how he did, but if I was going. That's something goofy, but I wouldn't
if
have.
If I chose her.
No, put that camera back up.
If I chose a woman like her for a little trip, let her have her fun. Let her have real fun. I would not be upset. Let her fucking, because I have no expect, I don't care. I wouldn't care. I think him.
He probably thinks they in the whole relationship or some shit.
I don't know, man.
We don't know the whole story.
Let the bitch have some fun in the fucking bathroom.
Like, is this a person I just met? Right. And well, first of all, I'm not fine.
Man, I let the man bitch have some fun, man.
But some people do.
First off, anyway,
I ain't fucking no bitch gonna steal my wave brush anyway.
So I have a question.
Them type bitches got great pussy, my boy. Those small petite ones with the short hair, the best pussy in the world.
First off, hey, I ain't gonna laugh. Jada. That bitch has got the best pussy, and I only fuck like 2-3 of them.
I wanted to ask you that. That's crazy.
Yeah, most of my bitches out would be petite.
How was that experience?
Well, first of all, it's good. First of all, I got good upper body strength, goddammit. So I be hitting that shit.
You did not. You ain't holding up no big bitches.
Nah, I ain't holding up no big bitches.
I'm sorry. That's what I thought you meant.
I
like,
try.
No.
I try.
So
anything.
What type of upper body strength you talking about?
You
like,
talking about if I'm hitting it, goddammit, and she laying down, I'm on top of that bitch. This dick long, goddammit. Long, short, donkey dicking bitches. Anyway, y'all want to hear all that?
What are you holding up though? What are you talking about?
I'm something like if I'm my like. On the my fist on the bed like ape style, goddammit.
Oh yes, you know what I mean? Classic silverback.
The classic.
Yeah,
stupid.
Oh shit.
What happens is, I don't believe, what happens is people get involved with one another and their emotional intelligence is not at the level of how deep they want to get involved with one another.
That's
because
true.
Because they don't know how to react when shit goes left in the sense of how to talk to the person, how to, it's just that part. And once you don't know how to do that, you don't have that skill. And a lot of people don't have that skill because it's not taught, you know? If you don't have that skill and you get involved with something that requires that fucking skill, then you're not going to be successful. That's why a lot of relationships aren't successful, because they don't have that communication skill.
How do you know a woman is serious about you to date you? Or is she just dating you to pass time?
That'd take time for me. I'm all about consistency and discipline with everything across the board. I say it all the time. You know it. And for me to take that seriously, I would have to see a behavior across a long period of time. Oh, that's what she is. And even then, I may be wrong. So I really can't put a time period to it. There is time period. There is a feel, but it's for sure something that I would have to see. I find I'm a great judge of character. I believe so. So I would have to see something, you know. My mom, my dad, my family, they have great character. I grew up around great character, so I know what to look for. I believe a lot of men and a lot of women don't know what to look for in another person. They don't know what to look for, what red flags. I do. So it's character traits, it's consistency, and it's kindness.
Facts on God.
Yes, Lord.
But have you heard of feederism?
Feeding like a girl who likes to get
here we go.
Fed.
He's a feeder.
Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink regarding feeding someone, generally for the purpose of them being fat or getting fat or gaining weight. There's a big umbrella when it comes to feederism. And the thing about this guy is I think he was into what's called death feederism. And death feederism is what it sounds like. It's feeding someone to the point of getting so fat and so big that they die.
Damn. What? So she was.
When
like,
will the excuses stop?
Matter of fact, that's what happened to me. Yeah.
What's happening? It's your boy, Poppy Cannon. You watching what? JCTV, damn it.
Like people,
I was like, what the hell?
I guess that's what fetishes are. It's just, you know, things that aren't.
What's your fetish?
Common.
Eat that shit. Oh,
my fetish.
Eat that shit. Yeah.
I'm a,
Asian
I'm
bitches.
A, I'm pretty vanilla.
You know but, you ain't, nigga. You're weirdo.
I mean, I got some stuff. I'm sure.
Nigga, say one.
I like,
right.
Yes, so for me, it's more of a process.
He never likes, he never answers fucking questions. Yeah, as you're saying, this fucking, I've been on for 10 years. This fucking dude.
Oh, I mean, I have very few opinions, like, of like personal.
This is not
opinions.
An opinion, nigga.
It's just more of like, what I like talking about stuff and being like, well, here's
speak
the possibility.
This nigga always be, nigga.
Anyway, yeah, for me, it's more of a process. So, like, I took this one of my homies. At the I was working at the, this hotel.
You still ain't
the
seen
homie.
It.
When we talk about him.
Now you
well,
see.
Well, no, I'm setting it up
now
for
you. Now you see what I see.
But essentially, me and one
of you,
we
all see you.
Me
now.
And one of the homies there was like,
we all see you now.
We worked overnight securing this other place at the Omni Hotel, and he was in like this three way relationship with these two girls, and I was like, we were talking like, how do you meet these? And he was like,
so you like threesomes?
Hey.
I've had one. It was all right. It was
I told work. You that's what he do. What's your fetish?
I guess threesomes is you know,
that's cool. That's not my favorite.
I'm not, I don't have a whole lot of things, you know.
Y'all niggas is out of control.
JC, your fetish?
I was pre-programmed to like white women. So I have, you know, I did for a while. It was white women for a while. I was like, I'ma fuck these white bitches. until 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks?
No, until like maybe like a month and a half. When I express my truth on this fucking show. Like I'm rebuking Becky. Guys. Yes. Rebuking Becky. But yeah, my fetish it was white girls, and I believe I was pre-programmed episode 2, me and Bales, to like white women. I grew up HBO, USA,
hey, all the
and nothing but
shows.
Anglo-Saxons, yeah.
Right.
Pamela Anderson,
yeah,
Sharon Stone, fucking Ashley Judd. I can name you 1,000 white bitches right now. It was a thing. I never partook until I went to college, and that's when I...
That'll do it.
And that's when I began. That
you
was back
look
in
like an HBCU. You look like an HBCU.
I could look like a lot of things.
Did you go to an HBCU?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I partied at one.
Cosplay.
Finally!
There it is!
Okay!
Thank you!
Three people after!
I had to think about it because
okay, I appreciate
it's,
it.
It's
no,
never,
no, I really appreciate it.
It's never
had shit. JCTV people meeting, people making memories. Welcome back to the lunch table. If you like what you're hearing, support us, man, at jctv.com where you can get some of our merch. We got the lunch table hoodie. We have the lunch table mug and also the lunch table tie-dye shirts. We've got red. We've got blue. And we also have other items on our online store, jctv.com. You can also find all of season one on the site. We are working on season 2. We appreciate your support. Shout out my lovely people. Shout out Wiz, shout out Bells, shout out Hollis, and also Charlie Mack. Meeting people, making memories. Stay tuned.